Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible. This is the book of Genesis, and this is chapter 16. Let's all go to the throne to ask the Lord to bless this tape, to anoint it, the message. Father God, we ask that you anoint the message into our spirits, into the mind of our spirits, and into our entire being. Lord, we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's go.
Chapter 16, King James Version, verse 1. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. Commentary. The birth of Ishmael, verse 1. But Sarai, Abram's wife, had no children. So Sarai took her servant, an Egyptian woman named Hagar. King James Version, verse 2. And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai.
As I mentioned in other messages before, that the rules of the Lord are that if you have a slave, that all the children of the slave belong to you. So she thought there had been a long time that had gone by, and her faith had been exhausted because she waited 10 years and no child. And so she talked to her husband, and her husband went for it. Okay, let's go.
Commentary, verse 2. And gave her to Abram so she could bear his children. Quote, The Lord has kept me from having any children, Sarai said to Abram. Quote, Go and sleep with my servant. Perhaps I can have children through her. And Abram agreed. King James Version, verse 3. And Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife.
And so in those days also, and I it was all right, and I still don't see any change, but in the Bible does not condemn polygamy in certain cases. All right, then what else?
Commentary, verse 3. So Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar the Egyptian servant, and gave her to Abram as a wife. Parentheses, this happened 10 years after Abram first arrived in the land of Canaan. King James Version, verse 4. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. Commentary, verse 4. So Abram slept with Hagar, and she became pregnant. When Hagar knew she was pregnant, she began to treat her mistress, Sarai, with contempt. King James Version, verse 5. And Sarai said unto Abram, My wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom, and when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. Commentary, verse 5. Then Sarai said to Abram, quote, It's all your fault! Exclamation mark. Now this servant of mine is pregnant, and she despises me, though I myself gave her the privilege of sleeping with you. The Lord will make you pay for doing this to me. King James.
Just an angry wife, the moon must have been out that day for her saying that. She's the one that did it, okay?
Yes.
Probably suffering from post-PMS, okay?
King James Version, verse 6. But Abram said unto Sarai, Behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. Commentary, verse 6. Abram replied, quote, Since she is your servant, You may deal with her as you see fit. So Sarai treated her harshly, and Hagar ran away. King James Version, verse 7. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. Commentary, verse 7. The angel of the Lord found Hagar beside a desert spring along the road to Shur.
Now, a spring can be a well of water also, because it's like an underground spring. Okay? Then what else?
King James Version, verse 8. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence camest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. Commentary, verse 8. The angel said to Hagar, quote, Hagar, Sarai's servant, where have you come from, and where are you going? Quote, I am running away from my mistress, she replied. King James Version, verse 9. And the angel of the Lord said unto her.
Now the angel of the Lord means that that is the Lord. Okay, that's the Lord. It's like saying the vision of the Lord, or the message from the Lord, the vision brought her of the Lord. That's the angel of the Lord. If it was the angel Gabriel, then that's the angel of Gabriel. That's the vision of Gabriel. Or Michael. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so when it is, because later she says, I saw him that sees me. Amen? Or
amen.
I see him that sees me. So that was the Lord. Okay? Then what?
King James Version, verse 9.
The angel of the Lord means the vision of the Lord. Okay, then what?
And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hands. Commentary, verse 9. Then the angel of the Lord said, quote, return to your mistress, and submit to her authority. King James Version, verse 10. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly.
Okay, how could an angel, a mere angel, say, I will multiply thy seed? Amen?
Amen.
That was the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. Commentary, verse 10. The angel added, quote, I will give you more descendants than you can count.
No angel can give you anything but a message from the Lord. But this angel, the one that is the Lord, says that I will give you more descendants than you can count. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? That's the Lord. Okay, then what else?
King James Version, verse 11. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. Commentary, verse 11. And the angel also said, you are now pregnant and will give birth to a son. You are to name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard about your misery. King James Version, verse 12. And he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren.
So he's going to be a wild one, you know, that just roams the... he's free to roam the desert. And this is the Arabic nations. And Palestinians are Arabs. That's all they are, is Arabs. Okay. And they are wild. They're against everybody, and everybody is against them, because they are wild. Which is, you look up the Hebrew, and that means crazy. They're insane. You can't deal with them. The only way a person could deal with them would be is if they got saved. Amen?
Amen.
And then, you know, if they stay, if they don't let their wild nature take over, well, then they will be saved. All right? Praise the Lord. Then what?
Commentary verse 12. This son of yours will be a wild man.
To be a wild one. Okay, then what else?
Free and untamed as a wild donkey, exclamation mark. He will be against everyone, and everyone will be against him. Yes, he will live at odds with the rest of his brothers. King James Version, verse 13.
Yeah, now some people say, well, the brothers, he's a brother of... Isaac, but there's a definite, you know, brothers are those of faith, okay? And he's not of faith, so he's talking about your brothers is like the Arabs, all right? Mm-hmm. Because how, I'm not the brother of an unsaved brother that was born out of from my father. It's not my brother. And even if they say they're saved, and they go to church, and they say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen, and Jesus and all that, if they don't keep the commandments, they're not saved. All right, then what? And they're not my brother. Then what else?
King James Version, verse 13. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Commentary verse 13. Thereafter, Hagar referred to the Lord who had spoken to her as, quote...
See, the Lord that had spoken to her. All right?
Yes.
As what?
As, quote, the God who sees me, for she said, quote, I have seen the one who sees me, exclamation mark.
How will you buy my rice?
Yes.
And then what?
King James Version, verse 14. Wherefore the well was called Beer Lehiroi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. Commentary, verse 14. Later that well was called or named Beer Lehiroi, and it can still be found between Kadesh and Bered.
So then it's called a well, and it's also called a spring. Okay? A spring of water in the well. It's like a well springing up. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
King James Version, verse 15. And Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. Commentary, verse 15. So Hagar gave Abram a son, and Abram named him Ishmael. King James Version, verse 16. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. Commentary, verse 16. Abram was 86 years old at that time.
Okay, now that's the end of this verses. In chapter 16, now we're going to a commentary.
Chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. 10 years earlier, Abram believed God to give him a son. Sarai, at the age of 75, had exhausted her faith. And now Abram weakened also. With 15 more years to wait, they devised their own scheme, which the New Testament identifies as, quote, according to the flesh, Galatians 4:23.
Yeah, that Ishmael was according to the flesh. Go ahead.
Galatians 4:23, but he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh.
So they're not brothers. All right?
Yeah.
Then what?
But he of the free woman was by promise.
By the Spirit. By promise from the Lord. So that, they're not brothers. Okay, then what?
Chapter 16, verse 7.
Nor are they semi-Semitics. Because the Semitic, a Jew, is one that believes in God. Amen?
Amen.
So I've always, you know, thought that they were semi-Semitic, but the Lord reveals to me that they're not. Jew means a person that believes in God. They don't fight their brothers. Okay?
No.
So they're not brothers.
Amen.
And if they're not brothers, they're not semi-Semitics. They're the bastard race, the race that doesn't have a father. That's it. Amen?
Amen.
Because later in the New Testament, it also says that they're your bastards, you know. It's a bastard race. They're not of the Father. The Father never promised him that the Lord Jesus Christ would come from him. Amen?
Amen.
But through Isaac he would come. Amen?
Amen.
And then what?
Commentary in chapter 16, verse 7. Hagar was fleeing to her home in Egypt. The angel found her about halfway there. Chapter 16, verse 12. The Ishmaelites were to roam freely across the desert and be always in conflict with others. These are today's Arabs. Palestinians are Arabs as well. Chapter 16, verse 13. The God who sees. In a vision, the Hebrews did not distinguish an, quote, angel of God, verse 7, from God himself.
It was God. The Hebrews say, that's God. That's Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
If he's the angel of the Lord, that's Jesus. It's the picture of Jesus, of the Lord. Why do they call the angel of the Lord and then Gabriel? That's the angel Gabriel. The angel of God. Amen?
Amen.
Is God. If you look in the mirror, that's the picture of you. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, if you see you in the mirror, well, you say you think you're an angel, so that's an angel of you. Amen? You get that? So when you see a picture of Jesus, that's the angel of the Lord. He's bringing a message to you, or otherwise he wouldn't be appearing to you. Okay, then what?
The angel of the Lord is the Lord. The vision of the Lord is the Lord. Acts 7:30 through 32. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush.
Now it says that God spoke to him out of a burning bush. Amen?
Amen.
But then it says the angel of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
It was the Lord. Okay, can you get more plain? Right?
Right.
Then what?
When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers.
Wait a minute, I thought it was an angel of the Lord. It was. It was the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I am God. Then what?
I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold.
He's the God that created the whole world, heavens and the earth. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's get that straight. Then what else?
Then Acts 7, verse 38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us.
Amen. Okay, then what?
Acts 7:53, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it.
And okay, now the Lord says it came from him. Amen. He wrote it with his finger.
Amen.
The angel of the Lord. But it was the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Then what else?
And Hebrews 2:2, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?
Right, it was the angel of the Lord that was in the fiery furnace with the three Hebrew children. It was the Lord, the angel of the Lord, that was in the lion's den with Daniel. Amen?
Amen.
All the people that saw the Lord, like Jeremiah and many others, and also Abraham, it was the Lord. The angel of the Lord came to him and told him that he was going to destroy Sodom. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Chapter 16, verse 15. Abram honored Hagar by giving Ishmael the name that she said an angel gave her.
Yeah, that's what she said. Amen.
Amen.
And I believe her.
Amen.
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 This is Tony Alamo, and that was the 16th chapter of the book of Genesis. Tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll be doing chapter 17. Until then, God bless you real good.